Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I'm Sophie Jackson. I'm here on behalf of the Liberal Party, and this is Unfeatured Articles.
Hello and welcome back to Unfeatured Articles, the podcast where we dive into the deep bowels of Wikipedia to find pure, sexy, comedic gold. Sometimes it's not always comedic, though. Sometimes it's quite sad. James?
Sometimes it's wholesome and heartfelt.
It's true. Sometimes it's wonderful and uplifting.
Sometimes it's sexy.
Sometimes it's kinky.
Ooh! And sometimes there's a soundboard.
And we're back with the soundboard, ladies and gentlemen.
Yay!
After such a well-received episode last week, our numbers tripled.
Just by the soundboard alone.
Now we've got 30 listeners.
We are going to be all replaced by soundboards.
Eventually. Anyway, my name is Curtis Lang, and I'm joined, as ever, by my delightful co-host, Mr. James Kehoe.
Hello.
And Hannah Flannery.
Hello.
How are you guys?
Good.
Getting on.
Yeah, I'm so glad it's just like the three of us in this room, just chilling out, having a good time. Yeah.
I like that we don't always have guests on now.
No.
I'd be upset.
Yeah. Oh, hey, Sophie.
Hi, guys. How's it going?
Hi, Sophie.
It's me, Sophie Jackson.
Sophie Jackson.
Yes.
Who are you? What do you do?
It's just me, man.
Just you? Just chill out?
I'm in a good time, boys, and I live with 2/3 of the hosts.
That's true.
Nepotism.
Exactly. If there's one word to underscore this podcast, it is nepotism.
Yum, yum.
For the good time, boys. But you are also the front of house manager, one of the front of house managers for Underground Productions this year, aren't you?
So organically brought up, I sure am. Ooh. Now known as the operations manager in this year 2019, I run ticketing booths.
You got it wrong, Curtis, is what you say.
So there's the fun one and then there's you, right?
Yeah.
Cool.
I'm a straight man of my own role.
What is Underground Productions?
It's a student theatre company at UQ, University of Queensland, in Brisbane, Queensland, Australia. We are currently doing Holding the Man, but by the time this comes out, we will have done Holding the Man. Rave reviews, I hear.
Oh, yeah. Really crashed.
I hear that Curtis Lang was exceedingly wonderful.
I also heard that.
And he did know his lines on opening night.
A shining star.
A shining star.
I liked the bit with the dinosaur.
Yeah, it was really good.
I liked that.
I thought it was quite...
The dinosaur is here tonight.
Yeah, we've got the dinosaur.
The dinosaur was really quite gripping during the true story of the AIDS crisis in the 1980s.
Yes.
Wow.
Oh, no.
Cool boy.
Zane,
cool boy. No.
Oh, boy. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to cut the episode down.
Thank you so much. Let's just get right into it, huh?
Yeah. Well, Sophie, thank you so much for joining us this week.
Thanks for having me.
No, that's all right. We'll see you next time.
All right, guys.
Cheers.
See you later.
Can I kick us off?
You kick us off.
Cool.
Please.
All right. I have a Wikipedia article, and this one is called... Can I get a drum roll?
Oh my God,
I can get a drum roll.
Wow.
The clan death. Can I get another drum roll, please?
Sophie, what's up?
No,
I'm sorry.
It's all right. One more drum roll.
Okay.
Non-existent. Now, one more.
The clandestine insurgent rebel clown army.
Perfect, Zane. That's exactly what my brain just did when he said the word clown.
Yeah.
So intrigued.
Horrifying.
I hate clowns. I fucking hate clowns.
Yeah. Let's talk about them at length.
Yeah. Please. So this is Circa, the clandestine insurgent rebel clown army, just known also as Clown Army. They are.
This isn't the band, is it?
No.
No, that's Insane Clown Posse, isn't it?
That's Insane Clown Posse, yes. Not to be confused.
A lot of mad clowns.
Many people do.
Please.
This is an anti-authoritarian left-wing activist group that uses clowning and non-violent tactics to act against corporate globalism, war, and other issues.
Big fan.
The coolest
fan,
clown
man.
Of them all.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
I'm on board.
There's still
We're back around on clowns.
Where are we on the globe for this?
Okay. Is it clowns like makeup, came to my fourth birthday party, scared the shit out of me. I hid under a table for 2 hours.
Yes.
Or, okay.
Yes, it is.
Or is it
or
clowning, as in the theatrical style?
Well, both.
Yeah.
You know, it is clowning in its purest sense.
Clowning named after clowns.
We've got the makeup after the clowns. You know the clowns.
You know the clowns.
I have heard of the clowns.
Yes.
Send them in.
The red noses. They got goofy outfits, often with like, you know, military stuff on there to like spoof military stuff.
Oh, and, yeah,
like,
cool.
The American flag.
So it's
stuff.
Pennywise with a gun.
It's Pennywise with a gun.
Pennywise didn't need a gun.
Yeah.
Mm. How good was it?
It was all right.
I liked it.
It was good.
I enjoyed it.
Hannah loved it when it came out.
I did.
Big she didn't stop talking.
I like they cut out the orgy that was in the book.
They did
there
cut out the kid orgy.
There is just a fucking kid orgy
in
the book.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
That is the official stance on kid orgies here on Featured and Unfeatured Articles.
Well, let's not speak for everyone.
Oh, God, fuck.
Bye, Sophie. It's nice having you here.
Sophie's cancelled, everybody.
Come see Underground Productions.
Soka emerged from the direct action movement and has participated in protests against Bush's visit to the UK in 2003, demonstrations against the 2003 invasion of Iraq. The group was particularly prominent in many of the actions organized around the 31st G8 summit in July 2005. Members of Soka entertained children in Orkterade while waiting for permission to march near the summit. So they have active groups in the UK, in Ireland, in the Netherlands, in Belgium, France, Denmark, Germany, Israel, and many other groups have appeared that have been inspired by the work of the original group. So those participating in Soka actions typically dress in military-style camouflage clothing, supplemented with brightly coloured trimmings and political logos. The costumes both create a comical atmosphere and serve to maintain anonymity during protests. Armaments, in quotes, are usually limited to feather dusters. Though some do carry water pistols.
Do they have like the little flowers?
I would assume so, that they like squeeze and it shoots a little,
what a waste
little
otherwise.
Water stream. The complete ensemble of the costume and traditional clown makeup creates a sense of ridiculousness which seeks to challenge preconceptions of radical activists. Now, how do you get in? How do you get into this clown army?
How do I join?
How do you join?
Via clown car.
You drive on in.
That's how we get there.
With you and your 20 best pals just driving in. In order to learn the, how to be a clown, the art of clowning, recruits of the clown army must participate in a training workshop, aka Big Shoe Camp, before deployment. Now, they have a website, of course. And on it, they say that they are reclaiming the art of rebel clowning. Its combatants don't pretend to be clowns. They are clowns, real trained clowns. Clowns that have run away from the anemic safety of the circus and escaped the banality
hang on.
Yep. Yeah.
They ran away from the circus.
Oh, yeah. They were circus clowns, you know, as you do. They were playing children's parties.
Yeah.
Children's parties, they say, are banal. Circuses, you know.
Yeah, fuck the kids.
Anemic safety.
Don't fuck the kids.
Wow.
Jesus.
They're very low on iron, so that's the whole thing.
All right. Okay.
Yep.
Hey, James.
Hi, Georgie.
James, make eye contact with me.
Yes. No.
No.
We're going to keep it in. We'll keep it in. We are keeping that in, but I digress.
Please save us.
There's this clown army, and they have this recruitment poster, right? Which essentially, let me just read it. I'll just read it.
Please.
This is a poster that the Rebel Clown Army printed out to assumedly give to aspiring clowns or people who were already clowns who wanted to ditch their mundane lives.
Mm-hmm.
Why join the U.S. Armed Forces when you can join the Rebel Clown Army instead? The U.S. Army is no picnic and actually is far worse. Tons of money.
Factual.
Yeah, it's true, right? Tons of money is pumped into the recruiting campaigns, offering false promises. Our soldiers are being manipulated, fooled, and thrown into horrific situations for the benefit of corporations and war profit as far away from the battlefield. On the other hand, and this is where the poster turns to Comic Sans. On the other hand, the Clown Army is a much safer choice. Using her imagination, we get to fly planes and drive tanks wherever we want and travel to foreign lands in the blink of an eye. We offer immediate trainings in clowning, and our health insurance plan is unrivaled on the planet. A laugh a day. That's their insurance.
Jesus.
But you be the judge. And here they have listed, they have a bunch of like dot points of the US Army versus the Clown Army.
Oh, God.
A few highlights include
pros and cons.
US Army squashes individual expression and free speech. Clown Army breeds creative goofiness and goofy creativity. US Army.
Okay, so hang on.
Yep.
Creative goofiness.
Uh huh.
Goofy creativity.
Yeah.
I sense a similarity there.
No, they're a little different.
Yeah.
It's nuanced. It's nuanced.
Yeah.
Maybe that's part of the
he's not goofy
creativity. Or perhaps, I dare say, the creative goofiness.
Yeah. Curtis isn't cut out for the clown.
No, yeah.
Clearly, you just failed
this
the first
This was our recruit.
I'm okay with that. Can I be honest with you?
The US Army, they lie about money for college.
What?
Clown Army, we don't lie.
Oh, good.
So, you know.
We'll tell you up front you're not getting any money.
Yeah. Good on the clown
Applause
army.
Applause for the clown army.
Tell you what else the US Army does. US Army lies about job training and employment. Clown Army trained to be a clown for free today.
What?
So.
Bargains.
Bargains.
And of course, the US Army, there are a few more. You can check them out. They're on the Wikipedia page there. But the US Army lies about gender and racial equality. In the Clown Army, we're all clowns, and a clown is a clown is a clown. Ladies and gentlemen.
Strong.
That's where we need to end the Clown Army. I'm sorry. That is just such a good note. I'm such a big fan of that.
Is a clown.
Yeah, I think let's move on. Soph Jack.
Oh, okay.
I think it's time, my friend.
Hello.
What have you brought for us today?
Physical notes.
You've got, wow, this is the most prepared anyone's ever been.
Thank
what
you.
What is this? The Stone Age? Physical.
Don't shame her.
Did you get Wikipedia, the book? What is this?
I think that's
Sophie
the encyclopedia.
Has bought a whole encyclopedia.
I'm really uncomfortable with this.
James.
I gotta razz the guest. It's what I do.
He's just gotta.
Let me tell you guys about the order of the pug then with the cricket sounds. Let's do that. I've jumped in at the worst time, but let's do it anyway. Let's keep going. This is the order of the pug. Hello. Welcome. I'd like to keep discussing the order. Sorry.
Please. I would very much like you to.
All right. Shall I just go for it?
Please.
It is a German organization founded by Roman Catholics in 1740. Why? To bypass and protest recent law banning Roman Catholics from becoming Freemasons. Why is it the Order of the Pug? Great question. The pug is chosen for the symbol of loyalty, trustworthy, and steadiness. All the members are called mops.
Good.
Okay.
Good.
So here's my favorite part. Let's talk about what the new initiates, the novices, must do to become a member of the Order of the Pug.
Please, the hazing.
A mop. So they must wear dog collars, scratch at the door to get in, and be led around a carpet 9 times blindfolded, while current members bark loudly to test their steadiness.
What?
And then feed them a mysterious tasting sausage. This is just a kink party.
100%. 100% implied. Initiates must also kiss the anus of a porcelain pug to prove devotion.
Oh, boy.
I said anus. Wikipedia dodged it by saying beneath the tail.
Oh, they know. You know what they mean.
We all know.
You know what they're talking about.
Grow up, Wikipedia.
Yeah.
So that's the Order of the Pug. Disbanded in 1902. Lots of controversy around that. A couple of universities in Germany tried to get in on it, but there was one that lasted a year before they were kind of cancelled.
So wait, a lot of controversy around dismembering it? Or like the thing itself?
The thing itself, the concept itself. Because it was a highly political thing that was just led by some furries, I guess.
I guess so. Early furries. Early was this? What year?
This was 1740. It was founded. Disbanded officially in 1902, but we don't really know. We don't even know how many members they were really.
150 years.
They had a good run.
Furries. Oh, yeah.
They might not be gone. They could control everything.
Secret 100%. Furry mafia.
Oh, I can't wait for the new Assassin's
Creed. They are made up of Freemasons.
Actually, that is what the... Thank you, Zane. That is what the plot of National Treasure 3 was going to be about.
Of course.
The furry mafia.
But then they got too close to the truth.
The furry mafia.
Cage died 10 years ago.
He's been replaced. He lives among us. We don't know. Anyone could be Nick Cage.
I'm Nick Cage.
I'm Nick Cage.
I am Spartacus.
Oh.
Is there more about the Pug Army? Oh, the
no,
pug.
That's kind of how. Firstly, how dare you? The order of the pug.
Mixed up with the clown army and the pug
army.
Order.
No, that's kind of it. Honestly, like a lot is known about the initiation ceremony, which is my favorite part.
How Because presumably it's like a secret society thing.
Yeah,
right?
It seems to be because they were Freemasons.
How do so many people know about this initiation? Are these like whistleblowers?
We got some squealers.
Some squealers.
Some squealers.
Who promptly
the German Order of the Pug.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of all I got, man. That's about it.
It's sick. Cool. I mean, sick in a lot of ways.
Yeah, in a lot of ways. I really like it. I was thinking, I was mainly thinking I should bring this up because I would like to reinstate the Order of the Pug.
I agree.
I think it's a reasonable thing to request.
I have some collars we can use for the initiation.
Where do you get those?
That's classified.
do you want to stick with pug or should we change the animal? What are you thinking?
What animal's butt would you like to kiss?
Yeah, what butt do you want to kiss?
All right, let's all go around the table.
Yeah. Okay, okay.
What animal's butt would we like to kiss?
Sure. Now,
I think by far the sexiest animal has got to be the wolf. Right?
Wolf butt.
Sure,
okay.
Sure, yep.
Sexiest animal. But
I also
think a giraffe would be quite funny.
Giraffe that's butt smooth. Would be a lot
that's
of fun.
That'd be a smooth butt.
Yeah.
Smooth butt.
Yeah.
James?
I want it to be something non-threatening,
yeah,
but also something like something whose butt I've never thought about. So it'd just be like, it's an interesting experience for me to be there in the first
penguin?
Place and like see it. Penguin. I do like penguin. I'm here with penguin.
Penguin? Sophie Jackson.
Hello. I'm thinking something reptilian maybe.
Yeah.
Although I really like the idea of a gecko because like you pull it by the tail. Well,
and that wouldn't be too bad either because you're also like, you're basically kissing
Do they have like some sort of cloaca?
I'll get back to you on that one.
Yeah, please, please do. Welcome back to Butt Chat. Yeah. Have fun, Reef, Butt?
Big flex and also chance of death would be very high. Going for a lion.
Ooh. Yeah,
but I'm just in the hopes that it'll just swipe my throat out on the way in.
Fuck.
That would weed out the weak ones.
Yeah.
So you've only got the strongest in your order. That's great. All right. Cortis?
Yes. Hello. Cortis?
Hi.
Friends, I'm going to talk about... a gentleman who I think should be a household name.
Mm.
He is sort of a household name, but not in the way he should be.
Sure.
I'm going to talk about Samuel Maverick.
Okay.
Samuel Maverick is where we get the term maverick from.
You're joking.
Yeah.
The Maverick.
The man
he
himself.
Is the Maverick.
The original mad lad.
So fuck you, Goose. No one needs you. Samuel Maverick is the one we're looking for. So Samuel Augustus Maverick was a Texas lawyer, politician, land barrer, and signer of the Texas Declaration of Independence.
Cool.
The Texas Declaration of Independence, not like the state level.
Not the big
one. Not the big one. It was the one where Texas tried to be its own country. Didn't go so well. But yeah, he was cool. His name is the source of the term maverick, first cited in 1867, which means independently minded. Various accounts of the origins of the term held that Maverick came to be considered independently minded by his fellow ranchers because he refused to brand his cattle.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's okay. That's such a lame thing for such a cool term to be coined.
Yeah. Though it might have instead reflected a lack of interest in ranching. So he's just like, I don't really give a shit about this. Fuck
it.
Who cares?
He was just so neutral. We all took it as a big political stand.
Yeah. Unbranded cattle, which were not part of the herd, came to be labeled as Mavericks.
Oh, nice.
He was the grandfather of Texas politician Maury Maverick, who coined the term gobbledygook.
Oh,
yep. That's a famous
big
family.
Big shoes to fill.
Big shoes. I think he did it though. Gobbledygook.
It stayed.
A celebrity.
So he's got the kind of whole thing that came around was that, he refused to brand his cattle.
Mm.
So obviously cattle branding is a practice where it's not a nice practice.
Probably. Sure.
Like people still do it, but like fuck those people. It's where you get a hot bit of iron with like your logo or your initials or whatever, and you brand it into the hide of the cattle.
You put some Gucci pants on a cow.
Yeah.
Oh, brand. I get it. Yeah. All right.
So
I like it.
And on that note,
thanks,
and that'll do
thanks,
it for guys. That's
I'll
a wrap on
later.
Sophie.
Yeah, thanks
gentlemen.
Guys. Cheers.
Yeah.
Maverick's reason stated for not branding his cattle was that he didn't want to inflict pain on them.
Sure.
Nice. Other ranchers suspected his true motivation was that it allowed him to collect any unbranded cattle and claim them as his own.
Oh.
Quite clever.
What a maverick.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Mary Maverick appended to her memoirs certain of her husband's correspondence with an extract of a letter from George Madison Maverick, her son and collaborator. To the St. Louis Republic, apparently in response to an appeal to persons having short information about the matter to convey their accounts to the editor. Well, that just made no fucking sense.
She wrote a letter.
She wrote a letter. Good on her.
Yeah.
What a maverick.
Well, I mean, for a woman in the 1800s, like, they weren't allowed to do much.
It's true.
I was there.
Yeah? How was it?
Hannah lived it.
Oh, not great.
Yeah. It would be pretty shit.
Little Women was written about Hannah.
Yeah?
Yep. Yeah. I am the little
All Four Little Women.
All Four Little Women was about Hannah.
A true maverick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No cows branded.
I am the cow.
Is there more on the grandpa who the gobbledygook grandpa?
Maury?
No, gobbledygook grandson.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so he was in 1944.
Maverick was first. And then Maverick. Then another, and Maverick did gobbledygook.
And a couple of Mavericks later.
More Mavericks. Mavericks.
Maury Maverick.
Rick.
Maury.
So Maury Maverick was a Democratic member of the United States House of Representatives from Texas.
Sure.
He is remembered for his independence from the party and for coining the term gobbledygook for obscure and euphemistic bureaucratic language.
What year was this? When was
1944.
I imagine that term to be a lot older.
Right? That's post-World War II.
Yeah, it sounds... gobbledygook. Yeah, see?
Yeah.
Wearing a little pilot's hat.
Yeah.
Brandon cows.
Yeah, exactly.
But I also imagine like an 1800s stiff gentleman.
Gobbledygook. Oh, this is gobbledygook.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like I get it. Mutton chops.
I feel as though it's there would timeless. Be, and you know, there would probably be a movie, right, that exists that is like set in the 1800s that uses the word gobbledygook because these people didn't do their research right.
Yeah.
Could you imagine?
Should we slam this here?
This is the movie we should write.
This is, anachronisms in film.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's better. That's a lot better.
That's a new podcast.
Amazing. Everybody wants the new podcast.
Samuel Maverick.
These two people in the same family coined two terms that... You'd just be like, can you believe, like, the guy who coined Maverick is the grandfather of the guy who coined gobbledygook.
Right?
Yeah.
That's insane to me.
That rivals two Bushes for president. You know?
Yeah. exactly, right? Yeah.
Poor Jeb.
That should
Poor
be
Jeb. Yeah,
fuck every you, descendant Jeb. Is take like a moment. Sweating.
Yeah, right? Like,
I need anything.
Yeah. Oh, whammy Zammy. Do I do it, guys? Do I live up to the family name?
Hoobity Jubity.
Hoobity Jubity.
That's how the thing came about.
Yeah.
That was that generation
his
between.
Dad,
Sheldon
his
is a
like
maverick.
Yeah.
Bazinga.
Bazinga.
Bazinga. Yep, that's my... Okay, anyway.
Hannah,
Hi. Bring
us home.
All right, I'm going to talk about Nellie Bly.
Okay.
Nellie Bly.
Elizabeth Cochran Seaman, born 9...
Seaman. Thank you.
You would. Elizabeth Cochran Seaman.
Seaman. One more time, Zane.
Cochran Seaman.
All right.
Cochrane
semen. All right. I'm just clarifying. That's just a clarification there. I'm nothing dirty.
Better known by her pen name, Nellie Bly.
No wonder.
Yeah.
Was an American journalist who is widely known for her record-breaking trip around the world in 72 days in you know the word I'm trying to say. Emulation.
I don't.
There we go.
Oh, okay. I didn't expect it to be that long.
What a twist.
Emulation of the fictional character Phileas Fogg and an expose in which she worked undercover on a report in a mental institution from within.
Ooh.
She was a pioneer in her field and launched a new kind of investigative journalism.
She's just like a cool person.
She's just top bloke. As a writer, Bly focused her early work working for the Pittsburgh Dispatch. Beg pardon, on the lives of working women, writing a series of investigative.
I still fucking kill myself. Oh my God.
Wow. That'll bring
start.
That lion in.
Start.
Yeah, this is
strong.
Good. This is good.
Writing a series of investigative articles on women factory workers. However, the newspaper soon received complaints from factory owners about her writing, and she was reassigned to the women's pages to cover fashion, society, and gardening, the
Boo.
Usual role for women journalists.
Boo to that.
Dissatisfied. She traveled to Mexico as a foreign correspondent. She's still only 21. She was determined to do something that no girl had done before. She then spent 6 months in Mexico, she came under fire of the dictatorship of the time and had to flee back to the States.
All right, back she goes.
Yeah. Burdened again with theatre and arts reporting, Bly left the Pittsburgh Dispatch in 1887 for New York City. Penniless after 4 months, she talked her way into the offices of Joseph Pulitzer at the New York
Pulitzer Prize man.
You know, Newsies.
Yeah.
And the Newsies boy.
Newsies man.
Wait a minute, he's a bad boy.
No, he's a naughty man.
Naughty boy.
And took an undercover assignment for which she agreed to feign insanity to investigate reports of brutality and neglect at the Women's Lunatic Asylum on Blackwell's Island.
That's so cool.
It was not an easy task for Nellie to be admitted to the asylum. She first decided to check herself into a boarding house called Temporary Homes for Females. She stayed up all night long to give herself the wide-eyed appearance of a disturbed woman and began making accusations that the other boarders were insane.
Cool.
Once examined by a police officer, a judge, and a doctor, Nellie began her journey to Blackwell's Island. Committed to the asylum, Bly experienced the deplorable conditions firsthand. I have a photo of her. I didn't want it. After 10 days, the asylum released Bly at the world's behest. A report, later published in book form as 10 Days in a Madhouse, caused a sensation prompted the asylum to implement reforms and brought her lasting fame. Then in 1988, she suggested to her editor at The World that she take a trip around the globe, like in the book, Around the World in 80 Days. Was it a book?
It was a book.
I'm the one with the article. So she did it in...
It was also a movie that had Jackie Chan in it.
Oh, yeah. So, there was a movie before that.
No, there wasn't.
There weren't any movies before.
That was actually the first movie.
That was the first movie ever.
We started off well.
Yeah, we're on a high.
Yeah.
Nothing's ever been better.
It's cut enough now. Now we've had Greatest Showman. Let's not worry about it.
So she did that in just over 72 days, and she was actually in a race with another woman who had left and gone the other way around and was... got back to New York in 76 days. So she's super cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Just
and so like a lot.
Person.
Yeah. And a lot of changes happened because of her time in the asylum. And apparently it was taking a while for her to get committed. And the reason that she did eventually get in was because there was a nurse that the doctor that examined her had the hots for. And then like Nellie's just sitting in a corner cross-eyed and this guy is just eyeing up this doctor and the nurse is like, yeah, she's pretty insane, huh? And the doctor's like, yeah, whatever you say, babe.
Classic.
Sick. How long did she spend in there?
10 days.
10 days.
10 days in a mental institution.
That's pretty balls.
Yeah.
Balls. That's pretty baller.
Baller.
That's crazy. A bazinga.
Yeah.
That's a maverick.
That's a maverick. Well, gang, let's top articles. Some pretty great articles.
Some good ones.
Let's do a little recap. Keo, what'd you have, mate?
I had the clandestine insurgent rebel clown army.
Yep.
Order of the Pug.
Order of the Pug. I had Samuel Maverick and his grandson, Maury Maverick.
Two for one.
And I had Nellie Bly, the investigative journalist.
Well... Soph, as our guest.
Hi, it's me.
What was your favourite article today?
Yeah.
Can't vote for your own.
You cannot do that.
Naturally. The clandestine clowns.
The clowns.
The clowns. Big claps for the clowns.
Yeah.
Big claps for Curtis. I would have to say I did quite enjoy Nellie, I think. Yeah.
Thank you, Zane.
Yeah. Nellie Lyle? Nellie
Bly.
Bly.
Bly. Bly.
Yeah, Nellie Bly. I think she's a damn cool lady.
I quite enjoyed Mr. Maverick.
Whoa.
Hannah Flannery.
I have little side vote.
Dude, look at you go.
I'm going to vote for the clown army.
Ooh.
Hong Kong.
Victory to the clowns.
Victory to the clowns. The one victory we'll let them have.
Yeah.
Well, that'll about do it for us. Sophie, thank you so much for coming as a guest.
Yay. Thanks for having me.
Are there things that you would like to plug? You mentioned Underground at the start of the show. Would you like to get into a bit more detail about what you guys are doing this year?
Yeah, so we're doing Spring Awakening, the play, not the musical, in May.
Which is such a good choice, by the way.
So good. Ha, ha, ha. Yum, yum, yum.
Yeah.
We are also doing Gut Girls.
What is Gut Girls?
Gut Girls, I believe. Oh, no, you've got me.
Oh, no.
I think it's about ladies in meat gutting.
And slash all girls.
If you were to get a lamb and you were to slash it right open, I think you'd have a gut girl.
Abattoir.
Ooh, an abattoir. There we go. Yeah. Thank you. And we also have Shakespeare Festival, which is a festival for Shakespeare-related performances, but make it queer.
Yeah, which is such a good idea.
Yeah,
so cool. So through our main stages.
Yeah.
And if people want to find out more about all this stuff, can they go somewhere online?
Well, thank you for asking. Come to Underground Productions' Facebook page, undergroundproductions.com, .org.au,
ooh,
or
fancy.
Underground Brisbane Instagram.
Cool.
Catch us.
Beautiful.
Amazing. Do we have anything? I think we're pretty set.
We
in our ways.
All four of us are a part of a comedy group.
We are.
Called the Good Time Boys. I yes. promise that we're running out of members. So we do online content. We've got a bunch of videos up on YouTube. You can find us at the Good Time Boy. Just type in the Good Time Boys. King of Beers is the easiest way to find us on YouTube. We also post all our content to Facebook, where you can just find us as the Good Time Boys, and Instagram, our Good Time Boys.
Yes,
we're very funny. I promise you.
Yes,
and we'll have a live show happening soon, probably.
Yeah, maybe.
Seems likely.
Maybe James doesn't want to do it anymore.
I'm just saying maybe.
Yeah, he hates it. He hates me. Well, actually, we did. I will need an applause for this, because recently we did win the we won the
first heat,
one of the heats at the Raw Comedy Festival.
Yeah.
So we'll be heading to the semi-finals very soon.
I believe so.
Yeah. And which is great. So come on down to the Paddington Comedy Club. Look into there.
Yes.
Look into what's going on there, and maybe you'll be able to see us down there.
Perhaps.
But until then. We've got social media, don't we, James?
We do. We're on Facebook, Unfeatured Articles. We're on Instagram, Unfeatured Articles. And we're on Twitter, Unfeatured Pod. And we're also on all your friendly podcatchers, your iTunes and your Spotifys, if you want to find all the apps.
Yeah, absolutely. Our theme song has been Pukutori and Friends.
By Kevin MacLeod.
What a man, what a man, what a mighty good man. Yes. Thank you so much for hosting us, Zane, on That's Not Canon. What a wonderful time. Until next time, I've been Curtis Lang.
I'm Hannah Flannery.
Oh, I'm Sophie Jackson.
I'm James Keogh, and browse responsibly.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.